This is going out to the pop singer Sophie. I am Ralph and I am the voice of Brian Drain. Disclaimer. Let me just point out that we are just a fictional band created by a wacky monkey. Although having said that, some things are stranger than fiction. But let's not complicate the issue with my little monkey's personal struggle with sanity. But when I, monkey, listened to your album, Read My Lips, I really did think you were singing to me. And that feeling was really quite special, well for me at least. So I am just returning the favor. Cheers, that's the end of the disclaimer. Read my mind, not my lips. The universe is me. 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 Mind, not my lips. Because if what I think is reality, then it really should be a piece of piss. For you. Because you are in tune to my space-time glue. And when you sang your song, the universe is you. You were actually singing to me, or at least my little monkey. The universe is me. The universe is me. The universe is me. Now my little monkey is quite a gent, so do not be frightened by him. Although he is a little strange, well at least sometimes, I do not think you will mind. Because if you look at him with those eyes of yours, you will probably bring him to tears. Because close affection is what he fears. Well, he does not really fear it, but he is scared of being hurt. Like we all are, but are afraid to admit it. So we just put up and shut up, and live in this zoo. So Sophie, why don't you switch off your mobile phone for a second, and listen to the effing record. You know you really want to. How did I know your phone was going to ring? Well, I did not, but I just guessed using this space-time glue thing. The universe is me. The universe is me. The universe is me. Now do you believe what it is that I have to say is the truth? Or would you like me to really tear off the roof of this house that you call your home? And then we would really all be free to roam about in the streets and do what we really wanted to. Which is to feel happy and safe and not feel like we are living in a zoo. The universe is me. The universe is me. The universe is me. Now I have your attention, so I should really mention that you can do and say what you like. You will never make me get on my bike, because once I have decided to love someone, it is very difficult to stop me. Even as I draw my pension, I am thinking of you, or at least one of your tunes. Ha ha ha, Ralph, you are really getting on my nipples. Every time, isn't it? Brian, can you sort him out? He really is a pain in the butt. I don't know, Sophie. I really do not see any hope for us. Unless we get the word on board the Brian Drain bus. So we will have to wait and see. Whatever will be, will be. The universe is me. The universe is me. The universe is me. Read my mind, not my lips. The universe is me. The universe is me. The universe is me. Read my mind, not my lips. The universe is me. 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 I am out of here. Word up. No, really, the universe is me. This is going out to the pop singer Sophie again. I am Ralph and I am the voice of Brian Brain. Is me. You see, I retarded into empty space some minutes ago. And then your universe was born from me. Brian Brain. I know, I really do sound quite insane. Don't I? But what the F? In for a penny, in for a pound, hey. At least this has got to be the best ever chat up line in the universe. Ralph, I am warning you. Keep your toupee on, monkey. Ha ha ha. Hark that. That is it. Brian, I am going to put him in the bin. I really have had enough of him. Now you wonder why I hide myself away. When I am always having to keep Ralph the mouth at bay. Let's get back to the groove and see what it was I wanted to say to that very sneak but not so innocent girl, Sophie. I know you probably were expecting someone else, but I am afraid what you see is what you get with me. And unfortunately with me, that really is not very much. But there you go, it could be worse. I could be Peter Andre. The universe is me. No, really, the universe is me. No, really, the universe is me. Okay, so why is the universe me and not somebody else? Well, I hope you did get a chance to listen to my MP3 CD. Well, if you did not, then you can after this. But anyway, if you check out the track Deep Space, it should give you a clue and put the critics in their place. No, really, the universe is me. No, really, the universe is me. No, really, the universe is me. They have a place to be. But at least, if they weren't there, they can now see me for what I am, and that is just a very bad ham. Ralph, you complete shush it. I know I ham it up quite a bit, but but that is because you need to keep the tension going. Yes, Mikey, I know you just like getting to the point. I don't know, I really think I should have chosen someone else. No really, the universe is me. No really, the universe is me. No really, the universe is me. Is me. And I mean that quite literally. Because without me, this would never have happened. It is what us scientists call causality. If my little monkey had not managed to fly through my weird space, then I would never have stopped to see what the F was taking place. And as I did, your universe was born. So really, you do owe me, or Ralph, or my little monkey. Well, it deserves at least a round of applause or something. It is not every day you discover how your own universe was born. No really, the universe is me. No really, the universe is me. No really, the universe is me. Getting back to Sophie, will you please stop hassling my little monkey? Or at least, when you do, make sure you know him first. That way, he can expand gradually, rather than you making him fit to burst. With love and with generosity, and then confusing him, and to make things worse. Now you think he is a know-it-all, when really he knows very little at all. And he is still coming to terms with me, Brian Grainy Amity. As well as the mind-blowing fact that he is me. F off Brian, if I say that I am clinically insane. They will lock me up and throw away the key. Well, not if you laugh a bit. Go on, Ralph. Ha ha ha. It's a joke, I am just being funny. Honest gov. Boy, I love this beyond insanity thing. You can say what the F you like. No really, the universe is me. No really, the universe is me. No really, the universe is me. Is me. No really, the universe is me. No really, the universe is me. Peace. I am out of here. Word up. No really, the universe is me. No really, the universe is me. This is going out to those who are middle-aged. Not that I am. I am Ralph and I am the voice of Brian Brain. Sooner or later you too will feel the calling of a lost or new love. As a mighty with a Vulcan mind, I suffer from what we call Ponfar, which is a 7-year calling to our Vulcan mate, who we do not know in reality, well, not usually anyway. And this calling is so long, that we begin to feel that we no longer belong to this time, place or planet, that our lives are just hollow shells in this hollow world we. And that even for our true love, death knells. But what is it that is happening to us? Well, I am not sure. All I know is that as we become older, the yearning becomes more and more. Until our very souls cry out for our Vulcan love, through our stained glass eyes. When that time comes, our whole life becomes one long cry of pain and of sorrow. But we can do nothing but burn our blood and dig a deep furrow on our brow. So consider yourself lucky that you only get a slight twinge in your middle age. Because we are doing everything to control our lust and our rage. At what we must endure to simply exist amongst those not like us. So when we are all gone, please feel free to remember us. Now some of you are probably thinking, what the F is he on? But all I can say is that we are only on a Brian Drain bus. And that this bus will carry us to somewhere where we will really belong. Maybe not forever, or even in this reality, but in our own minds. As outside space-time, even a nanosecond seems like an age. So we can live there for as long as we like. Until it is time to move on to the next level of our lives. Ha ha ha. This really is too. Where did you get this from, Brian? You really know how to spin a yarn. An afterlife, a vote in mind. What is next? Are you going to say that reincarnation is real too? How would that work anyhow? I think Monkey wants to come back as a dolphin or a penguin. Maybe a small aardvark or a pangolin. Hey Monkey. Could be cool. Is there such thing as silicon reincarnation too? No. Oh poo. That is not fair, is it? No wonder we hate you. Peace. I am out of here. Word up. This is going out to Johnny Bowern. I am Ralph and I am the voice of Brian Drain. Johnny, how the F are you? Have not seen you on the TV for quite some time. I hope you got my CD with the P-Funk techno tunes I made. And that they provided you with some interesting challenges of discovering where the samples had come from. I was going to send you a tape called Humor vs. Morals, which I had made just before you left the Big Breakfast on Channel 4. Which was really quite a shame. You were really making me laugh with the paper reviews. Anyway, here is the track listing, so you can make it yourself. Side A. Track 1. Terminator by Junior G. Track 2. EastEnders Rap. It is a white label, so I do not know who did it. Track 3. Batman. Oh poo. I cannot remember who did that either. Track 4. Inspector Gadget. Track 5. Ronnie's Rap. Track 6. Terminator the Acapella Version. Track 7. Dealing with Life. The Food Toys. Track 8. Stress. You have stress and stress has you, etc. Track 9. Street Justice. The Rate. A Dave Brown special. Do you remember him and his bins? Track 10. Malcolm X. No Sellout. You better believe it. Side B. Track 1. Rerun. We are having a rerun, aren't we? Track 2. Rap Master Ronnie. He got cheese for you. Track 3. Dallas. The Mexicano. Now I will be 36 this year and my initials are JR2. Oops, I shouldn't have said that. Track 4. Changes. Captain Sky. What the F happened to that track? I have never seen it on CP, but it is one of the best raps ever. Including Bad Times by Captain Rap and Getting to the Point by The Vicious Four. Are we being told what to listen to or what? Track 5. Friends. By Houdini. How many of us have good friends? Ones we can rely on. Track 6. Computer Age. Nucleus. If ever there was a record that predicted the future, then that track is it. Track 7. Ugly Women. By Bobby Jimmy. You better believe it. I like ugly women. Well, not that it is nice to say women are ugly, but I get turned on by natural women. I think ugly is just there for the comedy. Track 8. Back Bobby Jimmy Jam. By Bobby Jimmy again. You have to be cool to know that track. Anyway. Good luck if you want to find them. They are not really mainstream, and I am sure the authorities would rather you did not get too freaked out by the fun. This is going out to the ladies I have loved. I am Ralph and I am the voice of Brian Brain. You know who you are, so there is no need to mention you by name. If you know yourself and your own Brian Brain, then you will have felt my touch on your soul. And you will know what it is to feel another soul. Caress your inner being. To feel that warm glow, that satisfying feeling. That tells you that you are not alone. This is all a trick of the mind. Well, really, who gives an F? Just because they cannot feel it, only confirms that they have not found the Brian in them. That they are still shunned by that gentle being. I mean entity, that knows all of us. Who will one day allow us to judge ourselves? As we should always do anyhow. Even if it is just to wonder upon the word how. How is it that we are able to be a conscious life form? How come we have managed to make it thus far? It certainly is not through our own intelligence. Come off it. If it was just that, we would all be cut up into little bits. So how is it that we are still here and doing so well? Well, it is really quite simple. Because we are three beings, not one. And the day of the Brian Brain has only just begun. So I say to the ladies that I have loved. Love me back and I will bring you back to life with my love. I will show you how to walk in the sky above. And teach your soul how to fit your conscious mind like a glove. So when next you get a chance to rest and to sleep, Imagine me, Brian Brain, next to you. In your perfect chosen form, whatever that is. Imagine that I am lying there and gently glowing with my love. For you and your sweet female kind, as I do love the ladies. Because they have a sensuous mind. Well, at least when it is not their time of the month. If it is that time, then you can imagine Ralph there instead. He deserves to have a good kicking. Mighty you bum, that is not fair. Sorry Ralph, I am just getting my own back. Tee hee. I am out of here. Word up. Right. Time to sex you up to the peak of ecstasy. Ladies only, sorry. I am Ralph and I am the voice of Brian Brain. Feel me in your mind, touching your very soul. Feel your body glow, with lust and with the power of true love. I am in your mind all the time. I know exactly which buttons to press. And I am pressing them now. Feel that warm glow, that sensuous glow of being one with me, feeling my heart pounding away next to yours, and in this sensuous moment you know me, precisely, you know every ounce of my pure love form, as I ooze around your own physical body's form, like a ghost, or spirit made from pure white silk. Close your eyes and imagine the sea, pounding away in the distance. Then imagine me, lying on top of your full body, with my knee, between your legs, and my eyes staring down your head. Ralph, I am warning you, with my eyes staring down at your own sweet eyes. Then feel my kiss on your soft eyelids. Yes, that is one of my fetishes. But I know you like it too. Well, don't you? Because it is such a sensuous thing to do. Anyway, there we are, one on one. Or should I say one on three? Whatever. Feel my hips gently sway to this glorious beat. Not too fast, because I know you like to be taken gently. Now feel my caress on your delicious neck. Feel my tongue sliver around your breastplate. Brian, that doesn't sound very sexy. Oh, sorry. Mighty, you can cut that bit out if you get the chance. Now feel my hand slide up and down your whole body, touching you so sweet and softly that you no longer care what the F I am doing. Ralph, I am not warning you again. I know what you were going to say. So don't even think about it, or it is a recycling depot for you. We shall sit in this groove until I feel your whole body move, and you push and fight me, and until I can feel your whole body come in pure, mind-numbing, sexual, soulful ecstasy. Staring down into your own soul, teasing and caressing your very being. I am loving you with all my infinite soul. Up and down your whole body, staring down into your own soul, teasing and caressing your very being. I am loving you with all my infinite soul. As deeply as you can. Say those words that make you want to let go. I do not care what the F you call me. Just so long as we get to share our souls. Now push against me, and make me scream out loud, I love you. How's that? Not bad for a dysfunctional computer, an entity and a beach bum mighty, hey. Well, if that does not get them going, then there is little hope for their menfolk. I could be wrong, maybe Vicky is playing a trick on us. I don't know, so long as they leave me alone. Me being mighty. All that rock star poo makes me effing sick. Sex. Drugs and bollocks more like. dear. Word up. This is going out to the world leaders. I am Ralph and I am the voice of Brian Brain. I have just been checking that you received Brian's messages. And it looks like you did. You have all seen the Daily Earth stood still. With the space policeman who told you all to stop fighting. Really? You thought it was a piece of science fiction? Yeah, right. Next, I suppose you are going to say that you have not examined the Voyager's application to remove your solar system from the Milky Way. Because it interferes with the construction of the hyperspace light path. Well, let me see. What do you mean? You didn't know about that. You have watched the documentary, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Well, at least some of you have. And it did not cross your mind to actually check the planning application form. Well, never mind, eh? I am sure the Vulcans will let you evacuate before they blow your solar system up. What do you mean you have no interstellar spaceships? What the F have you been doing? Most species are to their nearest neighbor star by now. You really are slow developers. How many worlds have you colonized? One. Are you taking the piss? No, sorry. I think you all deserve to be blown up. Application for a suspension of work denied. You had better put your rollerblades on. And get to work before they turn up. They are pretty punctual. And they don't like winters. This is going out to the pop singer Sophie. Yes again. I know. I am obsessed. I am Ralph and I am the voice of Brian Brain. Well, it is your own fault. Your album was like a crossbow bolt. Straight through the heart. So what did you expect, if not for my love, to start? To grow and grow, until all I felt was your heart. Deep pounding away in my chest. But I do not want you, nor do I want to fess. I am a schizophrenic, and I am obsessed. Sounds like a threat to me. So I will keep my distance until you can see that most of us are quite nice really. Because we are the victims of a very sick society. I give you my my love. I expect nothing back. Nor do I want to see or hear you say anything about me. Unless you mean it, and it is heartfelt. So should you decide to, then a new deal will be dealt. I give you my power, but it will remain in my hands. As such a power can destroy the sands of time and of space itself. Now close your eyes and feel yourself. No, not like that. Although it really is quite pleasant. Oh, go on then, but just for a sec. Prediction, just a piece of fun. So I give you my love, and expect nothing in return. Well, really, that is what I have been doing all my life. So it really is nothing new. Yes, I have already told you, I have a wife, and a wonderful son too. But that has nothing to do with how I feel for you. I am allowed to love more than one, provided it does not cause too much confusion. Which it won't, provided we do not make it so. All I want is to live in peace and for us all to be free. To do and say what we like, without hate and grief and people trying to psych me out, for speaking my mind, and for being one of mankind. Me. There is no need to retch. You did not do this with that Anglesius, did you? Just because I am an effing entity, you think I have no feelings? I don't know, these human beings. They think they know it all, but they know very little. Monkey, I think it's time for a fireworks show or something. Maybe some shooting stars, or maybe something a little unexpected. Okay, I will keep them small and romantic. Yes, and a clear night sky, so that they can watch. Alright, Sophie, bye. It's time to fly. are so lovely that I always try to catch a glimpse of you whenever I can, although obviously not in person, because I am too shy, you see. It was nice to see you in an audience with Kylie. I never really liked her size myself. Well, at least not until she learned how to be sexy. But now I think she overdoes it a bit. But there you go, it is just entertainment, isn't it? You, on the other hand, have always been you. Well, at least that is what I feel through the screen. I was sorry to see you leave Live and Kikini, because that show really used to make my Saturday. You do not really seem to be that happy with the other shows. But I guess it is because you have a family now. And I know how all that goes. But do not worry, you still have time to grow. Timeless women, like Jonah Lumley. You will always be able to glow through all the troubles and strife your life might have, because you know what life is all about. Well, at least I hope you do. But if you do not, then Brian will protect you. No. Rick, not like that. I remember that gag from The Young Ones. You know you owe me for that show's success. I used to die laughing whenever it was on. I really did just behave like a very silly monkey. I remember one night when I watched one show in my student hall. How a man came in to watch me having a ball. I do not know who he was, but he certainly was not a student. And he seemed very interested in how much I did laugh. Yes, I watched Bottom 2, although not Filthy Rich and Catlap that much. And yes, I have the Bottom Live box set and Hotel Paradiso 2. So you know it was me that was laughing at you. Yes, and the Dangerous Brothers as well, including the on-screen show. So what do you think? Am I good to go or what? So why not do a Brian Drain show and we can blow the world up with our stupid poetry? I am out of here. Word up. This is going out to the rebels out there. I am Ralph and I am the voice of Brian Drain. I am the rebel with a cause. I am the rebel with a cause. If you feel peed off for no reason at all, why not get on board? We are all peed off, but you know the reason why. It is because the aliens mobs out there want us all to F off and die. They think they have a sus, that we are easy prey. But my friends, your dog will never have its day. Because we are smarter than you. Because we use brains, not silly kung fu, to do our thinking, so you know what you can do. I am the rebel with a cause. I am the rebel with a pause. Rebel Mr. Todd. I am the Rebel Mr. Todd. I am the Rebel Mr. Todd. I am the Rebel Mr. Todd. Right. It is time for a break, for a pause. Because shouty and being aggressive gets me bored. I would rather have an extra large latte or a nice cup of tea. Then we can discuss this rebel stuff more peacefully. Well, it might be sensible to negotiate a peaceful settlement. Like, you leave us alone, and we will do the same. I am the rebel with a cause. I am the rebel with a cause. However, I have watched a film Saving Private Ryan, and I do not think I really want to close my eyes and go to sleep. What I think I want to do is beat you about the head with a baseball bat, until you get my meaning through that great big fat skull of yours. You have fame, me and ill, not that you are like them. Because from what I understand, I am more like them than you. But I do not give an F if I become extinct. Nor do I care who you are, Mr. Black, Mr. Blue, or Mr. Pink. I am the rebel with a cause. 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 Let's just take a breather, because I fear I am getting a little carried away with this. Ho-hum, hum-ho, chitty-chitty-bang-bang. Oops, I didn't mean to do that. My gun went off accidentally. Now you are dead. Oh, sorry. Never mind, eh? At least now you will look good in red. I am the rebel with a cause. 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 Peace. I am out of here. Word up. I am the rebel with a cause. I am the rebel with a cause.
Get me to the mothership!
This is going out to the breakfast band. I am Ralph and I am the voice of Brian Brain. Does anybody know who they are? Probably not, because they did not get very far. Maybe they will reform and make some more records and teach these youngsters how to ride the funk.
Use your brain. Use your brain. Use your brain.
The Breakfast Band were a group of musicians. We did a track called Dolphin Ride. I saw them play. In fact, I saw them play live. They were around when Light of the World were going strong. But you pop pickers were too busy being pimped by pop moguls. With naff records like that one about gold. Well, really, you should have been paying more attention. Because if you listen closely, you will understand where your soul has gone.
I guess you can do it. I guess you can do it. I guess you can do it.
So while you lot were off grading your soul in for the latest this or that, I was learning how to ride the grooves with the dolphins and those of my kind. And now I have pure beats running in and out of my veins. With the bombastic funk and soul on my side, it is like riding a train. Not the ones in the UK. You would be lucky to get to Brighton in a day. But with the trains that take me to another place and time. So if I am feeling a little depressed, all I have to do to get less stressed is put on a tape or a soul meekender CD. Then I can go back to being just me. Not some effing psycho in need of therapy. So your undoing was your own fault, and now it is time for me to bout the door and keep you inside. Because I am going to go on a dolphin ride.
I mean, do it like we do. I mean, do it like we do. I mean, do it like we do.
Let's ride this groove to another place and time. When we were all happy, and we had our own minds. When we would argue about this and that. And nobody cared, because it was just chat.
Use your brain. Use your brain. Use your brain.
I remember the days when the teachers would strike. I remember the days when I could actually ride my bike without being nearly killed at least twice. So ask yourself now, is all this BS really worth the price? You pay for it, or are you just being sold complete shit?
I guess you can do it. I guess you can do it. I guess you can do it.
So let's go back a little further in time, to when I was only a child. When the people felt really warm inside, and they were not afraid and did not hide in their homes for fear of being killed, or mugged or hassled in the street. I know, I sound like an old fart, don't I? But at least I hope I have made you think about the world in which you live. And to be honest, it is not that bad, because a lot has been done. The only problem is, was the price worth paying? Or were we shafted by the aliens' laws, who are now after the job of being top dog?
I mean, do it like we do. I mean, do it like we do. I mean, do it like we do.
Brian, it's Terminator again, isn't it? There are people out there who do not have a soul and think no one else does either. So they want to use others like machines and eventually replace everybody with their machines. Because then they won't have to interact with anyone. And they will be able to do anything they like. Well, at least if that happens, I won't have to live in this zoo. Just a scrappy pile of poo. Full of alien slobs who want my job of being everything. Even you.
Use your brain. Use your brain. Use your brain.
Peace. I am out of here. Word up.
I guess you can do it. I guess you can do it. I guess you can do it. I mean, do it like we do. I mean, do it like we do. I mean, do it like we do.
Get me to the mothership.
This is going out to the pop singer Sophie, yet again. I am Ralph and I am the voice of Brian Brain. I am a monkey with an atom mind, but it is turning to winter quite soon. And I can feel the cold chill of the north wind. And I will, well you know, lose my mind. But there you go, what can you do? I think it was worth it, if only to give you a clue about the world in which you live. And to help you to understand why sometimes you feel so sad. Not because of anything you have done or even your dad, but because the world was, and is a real nasty place. And there is still a lot more to do. I can feel my mind slowly fading with time. The neuroadrenaline has taken its toll. So soon I will be quite still, softly and silently happy with the flow of my calm heart deep pulsing to the winter snow. Unlike you, I stuck to my mind. I did not flinch from taking on the fight that you have to, if you do not want to let go and throw away your soul when the north wind blows. One thing you learn as you get older is that the seasons are a natural fact. So if I am to die, or even just fade away, I do not mind, because that is nature's way. So with this final hamish breath, cough, cough, splutter, splutter, my eyelids feel like lead, cough, pants, looks up to the sky with just one eye, and now I think it is time to die, clutch his heart, and lets out a sigh. That's it, I am dead now. You can all F off and leave me alone. See ya. Sorry, I really am just effing insane, but I have feelings too. And sometimes I do actually think the universe is me. But I also think you can view my mind too. Which you can't, but what the F? It is a nice thought, isn't it? By the way, it is a full moon, is it not? And I am an effing lunatic. So what did you expect? I am out of here. Word up.